Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hall reaches second base with a double. Oliva goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss catches it. He throws to home to catch Kindle at the plate. Safe. Cott is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. Kindle tags and scores. It's 3-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valdespino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Valdespino moves to second. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valdespino scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Bob Locker now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher is walked intentionally. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Cater reaches second base with a double. Romano scores. Skourin moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher is walked intentionally. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Weiss fumbles the ball. Killebrew is rounding third and will score. Mincher is attempting to score. Here comes the throw and he's out. Now Kindle is attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. A double play. Killebrew scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into right field. Oliva picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliva. Buford scores. Romano moves to third. Cater moves to second. It's 6-2, Twins. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Cater scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Schaefer pinch hits for Bob Locker. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Valdespino. Romano reaches second base with a double. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cater takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stigman now pitching. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Al Weiss. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 6, Twins, 6. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Danny Cater now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Floyd Roby Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Allen reaches second base with a double. Dave Boswell pinch runs for Bernie Allen. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Dick Stigman. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek bunts towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Boswell moves to third. One out. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ver Alse hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boswell tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.